The message you're about to listen to is coming to you from the Porter's House Media and home of Porter's House Christian Mission.
Located at Bedford, Alata Village, off Ijebode, Ibadan Road, at Debayo, Ibadan.
Telephone 0803-329-1235, 0807-270-4630.
Come along with us as God's servant brings forth the word from the Lord.
And you must answer this call. The Lord will strengthen you. The day is still very young. We're just about to hit 4 hours out of the 72 hours. We still have a long way to go.
You know, I can't imagine.
Tell your friend we are just starting. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. When we gather for the last hour prayer, the first this year, the Lord came to us with very strong counsel and warning. Counsel for us to see the light and to hear the voice of his mouth. We see that the Lord himself is passionate about our lives. He wants to see us helped. He wants to ensure that everything that he has planned for us come to pass. Because he's not a lie. He's not a man that he will lie.
He's
not the son of man that he will repent. The Lord has proposed in his heart to ensure that the reason for your living is fulfilled. And he will surely do that in the name of Jesus. I want you to guard your heart. Some of the brethren will be joining us in the morning or in the afternoon. And we may not be able to go over that which the Lord has brought to us in the first hour prayer. Except the Lord shows them mercy, they may not know. So if they come to distract you, please don't be distracted. Keep your focus. The person beside you cannot be seeing the light and you are not seeing it. And if the two of you see it, I think both of you should also hear the voice. It's so critical for us. You cannot be ordained for something. And somebody else just get crashed into it and perform your own duty. That's what Simeon did for the priests at Jerusalem. And I don't want that to happen to any of us. I'm not saying that Simeon should not have his own fulfillment. But let it not be at the detriment of my own fulfillment. I don't know whether you understand that. Let him fulfill his own purpose. And I will also fulfill my purpose. So that both who plant and he who reaps will rejoice together. That's the way it must be pursued. And that's the way God has arranged it. And we're going to trust God again. This is our prayer. As we start to take a look at the subject that has brought us together. That's why I ask that we sing the theme song, the theme hymn. God, every time we have a theme, we have always begged him to give us a theme hymn so that it can be like an altar that will remind us of that experience. And the theme hymn that we have just rendered is a command of his love. Launch out into the deep he calls. It's a command from God. Why stand ye at the shore till dusk? When the day is already done. Why stand ye at the shore till dusk? Those lepers said, why sit we here until we die? Will it be correct? Will it be reasonable? Will it be, permit this English, hearable, that we die of hunger? But let's fall into the hand of the Syrians. Let's die there. It will be on record that soldiers killed us. They will say we die in the war. That would be a better death than to die of hunger.
If you die as a valiant man, it's better than to die as a fool. They are different.
Why stand ye at the shorty
door?
Can I just spend a few minutes to look at the body? Which is on the second and third pages. Of the
pamphlet
is the burden. I will start from the third paragraph,
Mama,
or the fourth, but I should call it third. God, incidentally, you will recall that the focus of the last December's retreat was in the day of his power. And I wish I could give you the Yoruba version of it, but it's my system, if you don't mind, so that you can pick the word very clearly. Once the Yoruba version comes, it will be easier. I want our Yoruba audience to catch what the Lord is saying to us. And we'll trust the Lord together to show us this mercy that we have begged him over the years to show to us. So I'll take that paragraph again. God, incidentally, you will recall that the focus of the last December's retreat was in the day of his power. God actually launched us into 2015 and beyond with a definite and unequivocal announcement of the arrival of our day. But shortly after that retreat, there came a seeming lull, a lackluster approach to the issues, essence, demands, responsibilities, and gain of our
day. This, without a whiff of doubt, has brought scanty exploits and results.
Eyi lai si iye meji mu ki awon ise agbara ati aseyori ti a ri je perete.
Though deep down within us, we knew that we could only walk while it is still day. The night surely comes when no one, however prepared and equipped he or she may be, could walk.
Bi o tile je pe ni isale okan wa a mo pe ise se ise nigba ti ise osan nikan orun bo ni tooto nigba ti enikeni bi o ti wu ki o mura to tabi ti o ni irinse lowo to iyo o le sise.
Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught.
Bi o ti dake oro yi so o wi fun Simon pe ti si ibu ki o si ju awon yin si isale fun akopo.
Those of you who are here last December,
eyin ti e wa ni ahin ni December ti o koja,
you will notice the power with which God spoke to us.
Eyin na o kiyesi agbara ti Olorun fi ba wa soro.
You will remember the excitement that came upon us as the Lord announced that the day has arrived.
E o ranti bi okan wa se ru soke nigba ti Olorun kede fun wa wipe ojo wa ti de.
I cannot forget that moment.
Mi o le gbagbe ojo na.
It was as though these tents will go up in flames.
Sabe ni pe gbogbo ibi ti a wa yi yo bu soke pelu ina.
It was so serious.
O lagbara to be ge.
It was so pronounced.
Oh, kete.
And I was expecting
that
it is with that great zest
that
all of us will move into our
days
and we can explore.
And then
we'll have exploits.
No
doubt. We witness some. But it was very, very scanty. I perceive in my heart that which God desires is much more than what we are able to achieve in the last 12 months. It appears we have not understood what should be the issue, the essence, the demands, the responsibilities, and gains of our day.
O da be ni pe a o ti mo o kini nkan na ti o ma je ohun te ka dimu ati ohun to se pomo ninu ojo wa gan.
And here the Bible said when he had left speaking,
ni ayin be so pe nigba ti o dake oro yi so,
said unto Simon,
o wi fun Simon pe,
launch out into the deep.
Ti si ibu.
And let down your net for a draught.
That's
Luke chapter 5 verse
4.
Which we're going to begin to study from this hour. Why would Jesus, whom the Bible says had left speaking, still spoke to Simon?
Then
now when he had left speaking, I think he should keep quiet. But having stopped speaking, he spoke again. I was curious about that. That the Lord, as it were, repeating last December's retreat. It is like this one.
It is
like a repetition. I thought he had finished with that. I thought he's going to say something new. Of course, he's saying something new. This time around, he's not speaking to the crowd. He wants to speak to you as an individual. And I want you to listen carefully to what he wants to say. Our reluctance, our slothfulness in entering properly into our day, has brought this fresh instruction that we are confronted with now. Truth is, having left speaking to the crowd, the master had something yet to speak to Simon and his situation. It is indicating that this forthcoming December retreat and this retreat that we are in will be a personal time out with the Lord. He desires to speak to you personally.
Ati ko ti simoni wa o wa ja si pe ipago December ti o nbo lona yi yo je akoko ati wa wa nu re yi yo je akoko ida konko pelu Oluwa ni iwo nikan Oluwa nfe lati ba iwo nikan soro.
Launch out into the deep, Jesus commanded. This command will be the thrust of this retreat.
Yes.
Jesus met Simon fishing. But he did not leave Simon the way he met him. The great feat he helped Peter to accomplish happened as Peter obeyed him. Good. By leaving the shore and getting into the deep. Meanwhile, the Lord also met you and I doing something. Possibly schooling, teaching, trading, preaching, running a business, pursuing a career, and so on. When he came to us during the last retreat, now the challenge is,
this is see,
we may not see the difference which our day offers if we are still standing at the shore. In the shallow waters of our callings and our commission. Why stand ye here at the shore till dusk, he asked. Why standing ye here at the marketplace without anything? Why are you standing here idle all day long? Jesus asked. There was this parable that I read about in the Bible. A man that went to the marketplace to hire laborers. At 7 o'clock, at 9 o'clock, at 12 p.m. At 3 p.m. he met some.
Why
stand ye here idle? All day. He said, because no man has hired us. And I hear the Lord asking me, why standing ye here at the till dusk? Why are you standing at the shore? And I wonder in my heart, have I been standing at the shore? He said, yes. You have been standing at the shore. You have not entered into the deep of this matter. And God has not kept quiet over the past few weeks to speak and to show us things attaining to this meeting. I'm taking time to read this burden to you because I want us to be on the same page such that when we launch forth, nobody will be left behind. That the Lord
is asking,
Obere,
why are you still at the shore? The result is not at the shore. It's right in the deep. That's where he wants us to come. And you see, the result is surely not on the shore, it is in the deep. The call is to launch into the deep for a drought and not a launch to deep for
drought.
Beloved, it is time for action. I don't know how to explain this to you. But I know the Lord will be giving us Bible passages that will break this further for us. Launch out. Not launch in. There is a need for you to go beyond your boundaries. We'll be dealing with it. I'm giving you the sketch right now. If I have more time, I will still do a little study of Luke chapter 5. And then we pray and rest. The hour of prayer at 6 o'clock is always short. In the morning, because of our brethren that may want to go to work, so that we can quickly release them. But once we come back at 9, we'll be settling down to look at issues. So we see the Lord saying, look, you can't stand anymore. There is something out there waiting for you. In your calling, in your commission, in your business, in your education, in your profession, in your ministry, there is something out there in the deep. Are we sure? You'll find some small fishes. But in the deep, you have great fishes. Great fishes, and they are waiting.
What's in blue?
And it appears they could no longer wait. I hear the Lord say, why stand ye here at the shore till dusk? The day is done. It's time for action. We have spoken. In fact, the brethren here may not notice, but some of them will have noticed.
While
we are walking here, they will have seen a changed attitude in me towards work because of what God has kept revealing to me. And I see that I must respond now. And everything must speak about it. Everything must point towards it. It's time to launch out. There's something inside here that must be brought out. The time to speak inside is over. The time to act outside as
God.
At his command. At his command. So how are we going to do this? The Bible says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase.
fi ohun ìní rẹ bọ̀wọ̀ fún Olúwa àti láti inú gbogbo àkọ́bí ìbí sí oko rẹ.
So shall thy barns be filled with plenty.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni àká rẹ yóò kún fún ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀.
And thy presses shall burst out with new wine.
Àti àgbá rẹ yóò sì kún fún ọtí wáìnì
tuntun. That's Proverbs 9:3-10.
Òwe orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹsàn-án ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹwàá.
It is possible for us to have the experience of net breaking catch, plenty filling barns and wine bursting presses which Simon had.
O se se fun wa lati ni iriri akopo ti o ya awon aka ti o kun fun opolopo ati agba ti o kun fun wine iru eyi ti Simon ni.
If we could honor the Lord with our substance.
Ti a ba le fi ohun ini wa bowo fun Oluwa.
Substance in this regard.
Ohun ini lero yi
is not just money or wealth.
Ki se owo tabi oro.
When you hear, honor the Lord with your substance. The first thing that strikes you is money. Am I correct? I'm sure you have read the story of the prodigal son. Have you read the story of the prodigal son? When he asks for his share of his father's estate, and his father gave him, and he traveled to a far country, and he spent his living. Bible said, he wasted his substance in riotous living. When I read that, he had first spent his living. Then he wasted his substance. So I was trying to check. What is that? Until I saw Hebrew saying, now faith is what, please? Eh? Is the substance. Is the substance. So when he traveled far from his father, it was not his money that he lost that made him poor. What made him poor was his faith that God depleted. He wasted his substance. And the Bible said, and he began to be in want. He squandered his substance. So for us in this meeting, substance, first and foremost, is our faith. That's what links us with God. That's what makes us think. I don't know how to say it in Yoruba. Oh, why not? That's what makes us tick. That's what makes the difference. That's what separates boys from men. I hear the Lord say, we can do it if you honor him with your faith. We can have a net breaking catch. We can have presses bursting forth with new wine. We can have barns filled with plenty. If we can simply honor God, if we can simply decorate him with our faith, if we can hang our faith on his neck as a medal, we are going to have nets that is breaking because of great fishes. Is the burden of this meeting. It's a time
to demonstrate our trust in God.
Ó jẹ́ àkókò láti fi ìgbẹ́kẹ̀lé wa nínú Ọlọ́run hàn.
And we'll be speaking on that.
A ó máa sọ̀rọ̀ lórí èyí.
Very vehemently.
A ó máa sọ̀rọ̀ lé lórí pọmọ pọmọ.
We'll be dealing with it very strongly.
Ṣiṣẹ́ lórí rẹ̀ kíkan kíkan.
Everyone that God brings up here.
Mo gbẹ́ ni Tọ́lọ́run bá mú wá sí orí òkè yìí.
We'll be expecting the Lord.
A ó máa retí pé kí Ọlọ́run.
To show us the nitty-gritty of this matter.
Kó fi kò mú òkun ọ̀rọ̀ yìí kó fi hàn wá.
Until.
Títí di ìgbà.
We are confident.
Tí a fi ní ìgboyà, tí a fi ní ìgboyà.
And we will launch.
Tí a ó sì tì í sí ibú.
You will not die at the shore.
Oh, man, he kule ni bebe odo.
And even in the deep, you will not die there.
Ninu ibu papa o ni ku sibe.
Something is waiting for us to catch.
Oh, kan duro de wa to reti ka wa mu ohun.
Can you turn your Bibles with me?
Ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ ni rẹ pẹ̀lú mi.
So Luke chapter 5.
Si we Luke ori ikarun.
If somebody beside you is sleeping.
Eni kan tun be legbe re ba tin to pe abi o tin sun lo.
Just tap him.
Jowo ba mi fowo to.
You must see the light.
O gbodo ri imole yi.
And you must hear the voice.
O ti gbodo gbo ohun Olorun.
Eh? Help me tell that person. Your eyes must see the light.
Oju re gbodo ri imole yi.
And your ears must hear the voice.
Eti re ti gbodo gbo ohun Olorun.
The two must be alert.
Mejeji lo gbodo wa nbe.
If he says, I'm hearing.
Oba ni mo gbo mo gbo mo gbo.
And his eyes are closed.
Oju re si nde pon rara ra.
No.
Mejeji.
Luke chapter 5.
Luke ori ikarun.
I'm reading from verse
1.
And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Genesaret.
Ni akoko kan bi Jesu ti duro leti odo Genesaret, opo eniyan pejo sodo re lati gbo oro Olorun.
And saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets.
Orí àwọn ọkọ̀ méjì létí òkun, àwọn apẹja ti kúrò nínú àwọn ọkọ̀ yìí, wọ́n ń fọ àwọn wọn.
And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land.
Jésù bá wọ inú ọ̀kan nínú àwọn ọkọ̀ náà tí ó jẹ́ ti Simoni, ó ní kí wọ́n tu kúrò létí òkun díẹ̀.
And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught.
Nígbà tí ó ti parí ọ̀rọ̀ tí ó ń sọ, ó sọ fún Simoni pé, tú ọkọ̀ lọ sí ibi sí ibú kí o dá àwọn sí omi kí o lè pa ẹja.
I want you to just get some few things. This book is going to stretch us a little. But I want you to catch this little before we pray and take a rest. People came around Jesus.
Àwọn èèyàn ṣùrùbọ Jésù.
And they mounted pressure on him.
Wọ́n ṣùrùbọ.
To hear the word of God.
Láti gbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run lẹ́nu rẹ̀.
The word pressed.
Ta bá ní pé wọ́n ṣùrùbọ èèyàn àbí wọ́n pọ̀ lórí èèyàn.
Tells me.
Ó wí fún mi pé.
That he was not willing.
Kò rọrùn fún Jésù.
He was not in the mood to speak.
Kìí ṣe pé ní òun láti bá wọn sọ̀rọ̀.
But they mounted pressure on him.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n yọ ọ́ lẹ́nu.
Ha. They didn't allow him to rest.
Wọ́n ò jẹ́ ó sinmi.
Say, Master.
Olùkọ́ ni.
Speak to us.
Ẹ bá wa sọ̀rọ̀.
We know God has something for us.
A mọ̀ ìfọ́lọ́run ní nǹkan kan fún wa.
Can you catch it for us?
Ẹ bá wa gbà á.
And release it to us.
Ẹ tú fún wa.
He will ignore them and say, Master, we are still waiting.
Yóò pa wọ́n tí wọ́n ah, as in draw.
Tell us something.
Ẹ bá wa sọ̀rọ̀.
What is God saying?
Kí ló lù wá ń sọ gan lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́?
The pressure was very much.
Wọ́n tẹ̀.
The pressure was intense.
Wọ́n dúró tì í lọ́rùn.
And it is for the word of God.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ni wọ́n sì fẹ́ gbọ́.
Those men were commendable.
Àwọn èèyàn wọ̀nyí ó yẹ ká ṣe sàdánkátà wọn.
And at a point,
nígbà tó yá,
Jesus gave in.
Jésù náà bá tẹ̀ sí wọn.
He turned towards them.
Ó yíjú sí wọn.
For blessed are they that do fast and hunger after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Alábùkú fún ni àwọn tí ó ń pe ibi tí wọ́n sì ń wá gbọ̀ngbẹ fún ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run torí pé àwọn ò yó.
He turned towards them.
Ó yíjú sí wọn.
Granting their request.
Ó dáhùn sí ìbéèrè wọn.
He saw two ships.
Ó wá rí ọkọ̀ méjì.
The fishermen were gone out of those ships.
Àwọn apẹja ti kúrò nínú wọn.
They were washing their nets.
Wọ́n ti ń fọ àwọn wọn.
Where I live.
Ibi tí mò ń gbé.
There is a river.
Odò kan bẹ.
Very close, for my house is next to that river.
Ilé mi ló súnmọ́ odò náà jù.
And I've seen fishes inside that river many times.
Mo ti rí àwọn ẹja nínú odò náà lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìgbà.
And I eventually have a gardener.
Gbóyá mo wá ní ẹnìkan tó bá mi ń roko.
Who is an ijó man.
Tó jẹ́ ará ijó.
And he said, look, oga.
Ó ní ọ̀gá.
Fish dey inside this water.
Ẹja ń bẹ ní omi yìí o. Ẹ mọ jẹja ń jojúmọ́ o.
Morning, afternoon, night, you'll be eating fish.
Àárọ̀ sán alẹ́ mọ jẹja bẹ́ẹ̀ bá fẹ́ o.
Buy hook now.
Ẹ ra.
And buy net.
Ìwọ kẹsì ra àwọn.
And I bought it for him.
Mo bá rà á fún.
And he'll be catching fish.
Ó sì ń pẹja.
We started with hook.
A bẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ìwọ.
Then he requested for a net. So I bought net. Oh, so I realized what the Bible said when the Bible said the fishermen were washing their nets. When he brought out the net, lot of fishes with monitor lizard,
anta.
And a lot of debts. Once he removed the fishes, he will settle down to wash the nets. And then he will spread it. There is no way you will use a net and it will not be dirty. The water may not look as dirty when you are looking at it. But once the net enters, it catches all manner. It doesn't come out neat. So for correct fishermen, they don't use that net the following day until they have washed it. Because it won't catch anything. And so this man, meticulous fishermen, they settle down washing their net. Once a fisherman is washing his net, he's not going to that river that day again. It's a sign that work has closed. Early conclusion.
Mú wá sí ìdánudúró.
Early confusion.
Ní kankan ìpòrúru ní máa ń mú wá.
God told me that.
Olúwa ló sọ bẹ́ẹ̀ fún mi.
Early conclusion.
Bọ́ ọba ti mú nǹkan wá sí ìdánudúró ní kankan.
Early confusion.
Ìpòrúru kíákíá ní máa ń mú wá.
That was how they concluded over Dorcas.
Bí wọ́n ṣe mú wá sí ìdánudúró lórí Dorcas nu.
As soon as she died, the brethren washed her body. Excuse me, once you wash a dead body, what are you saying? What is next? Is burial. They wash Dorcas.
Wọ́n ti wẹ Dorcas.
And they lie that down. They lay her.
Wọ́n ti gbé sórí àkété.
Lying in state.
Wọ́n ti gbé sórí àkété.
For burial.
Wọ́n fẹ́ lọ sínú.
They had concluded her.
Wọ́n ti parí ọ̀rọ̀ lórí ayé rẹ̀.
Early conclusion.
Parí ọ̀rọ̀ ní kankan.
Is early confusion.
Ìpòrúru ní kankan ni mo mú wa o.
They have concluded that nothing will come out of that river.
Wọ́n ti sọ pé kò sí nǹkan kan tó lè jáde nínú odò yìí mọ́.
And they were preparing to go home.
Wọ́n ti ń múra àti mọ́ relé.
I don't know whether you are also washing their nets.
Ìmọ̀ bóyá àwọn náà ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní fọ àwọn tiẹ̀.
You have thrown this net.
Ó ti ju àwọn yìí.
Into the sea of prayer.
Sínú odò ti àdúrà.
Many times.
Láàkà ìmọye ìgbà.
For a catch of a spouse.
Tó fẹ́ rí ọkọ tàbí aya rere gbámú.
For a catch of a child.
Ó fẹ́ rí ọmọ tó dára látọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
For a catch of a business.
Ó fẹ́ rí okòwò tó dára gbà.
For a catch of an advancement.
Ó fẹ́ rí ìtẹ̀síwájú gbà.
For a catch of promotion.
Ó fẹ́ rí ìgbéga gbà lẹ́nu iṣẹ́.
And as many times as you have thrown the net.
Bó o ṣe ń ju àwọn rẹ.
So you have caught nothing.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ló rí nǹkan kan gbé.
Every time.
Gbogbo ìgbà tó o bá ti jù.
Except to dirty your net.
Àyàfi kí àwọn rẹ máa dọ̀tí.
And then you will start washing.
Wàá tún bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní fọ.
You start checking the scriptures again.
Wàá tún bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní máa yẹ Bíbélì wò lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí.
Which one I didn't do well?
Ewo gan ni mi ò tiẹ̀ ṣe dáadáa.
Which one I have not prayed well?
Àdúrà wo ni mi ìgbà dáadáa?
It's all right.
Dàbẹ́.
It's good to wash your net.
Yóò fọ àwọn, ó dára láti fọ àwọn rẹ̀.
But it's not going to be for tomorrow.
Ṣùgbọ́n kò dára láti fi ilẹ̀ dọ̀la.
It's not going to be the work for tomorrow.
Kì í ṣiṣẹ́ ọ̀la o.
It's still going to be today.
Iṣẹ́ òní náà tún ṣì ni.
You are not washing that net.
Kéṣe pé ò ń fọ àwọn yìí.
To use it the next day.
Láti lọ lò ní ọjọ́ míì.
You are washing it.
Bó o ti ń fọ yìí.
Against the normal principle.
Ó tako.
To reuse it immediately. Before you leave this meeting, you will have a catch. So don't wash your net to go home. Wash it to get prepared. And so Simon washed his own nets too.
Simon náà kúkú fọ àwọn tiẹ̀.
And Jesus.
Jesu.
Preferred to use his own ship.
Ó sì gbà pé ọkọ̀ ti Simon lòun ó lò.
And the Bible said.
Bíbélì wí pé.
And prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land.
Ó rọ̀ pé kí ó tì í kúrò ní etí ibèbè.
You see the word thrust.
Pé kí ó tì í.
And the word launch.
Ati oro pe ti.
To. Iwo lo wa jade. Thrust out a little.
Ti si waju die.
Was the first command.
Oni wa koto koko wi fun.
For him.
Fun.
To have access to the crowd.
Lati le fun Jesu lati le ba awon ero soro.
Push it a little from the land.
Korora ti ni won ba ku o leti ibebe.
If you want to talk, you also notice that there is a gap between the platform and where you are sitting.
Ṣé wọ́n náà rí pé àfòdí ẹ̀ wà láàrin ibi tá a dúró sí àti wájú ibi tẹ́yìn jókòó sí.
When something is too close to you, you will not see.
Tí nǹkan bá ti súnmọ́ ojú o ní rí.
If you do like this.
Tó o bá ṣe báyìí.
You won't be able to read.
Oh, nílé kàwé.
There's always a needed space, a needed gap.
Àfòdí ẹ̀ máa nílò.
So Jesus needed a little gap.
Jésù wá ń fẹ́ kí àfòdí ẹ̀ wà.
Between him and the crowd.
Láàrin òun àti àwọn ọ̀gọ̀rọ̀ ìròyìn.
So he prayed Peter, he begged Peter.
Ó wá bẹ Pétérù pé.
Can you push this boat?
Ṣé o lè ti ọkọ̀ rẹ yìí?
A little.
O tì í díẹ̀.
From the land.
Kúrò lórí bèbè yìí.
Kúrò nílẹ̀.
Kúrò nílẹ̀.
Because when you bath a ship.
Pé tó o bá ti fa ọkọ̀ wá sí èbúté.
Of course it leaves the water a little.
Á kúrò nínú omi díẹ̀.
Maybe a part of it will be in the water.
Ara rẹ̀ ó sì lè wà nínú omi o.
But for Cano, it will be on land. And the Lord said, can you push it away from the land and push it to the shore? A little. Let there be a little gap between land and this ship. So that from there, I can speak to the crowd. And Peter obeyed. But mark the word he prayed, Peter. Mark the word prayed.
Obey.
Now it is interesting that it is the word prayer that was used. That Jesus prayed. And this time to Simon. Trust this your boat a little. From the land. Push it a little. And I'm sure Jesus did not push with him. Him alone was pushing. A man who had toiled all night. A man who made his boat for fishing and not for preaching. He obeyed the Lord and he pushed. I was wondering how heavy that boat will be with the Lord inside the boat. He pushed a little away from the land. And Jesus sat.
Yes.
And he began to speak to the people from the boat. Then verse 4. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon. Now, how did he speak to him the first time? He prayed him. He begged him. He appealed to him that he may use his boat. He appealed to him to push it a little. That he may use that boat to preach to the people. Jesus needed the shallow water to speak to the crowd. Now please listen to me very carefully. I am setting a premise. Even though I'm looking at the time, but I want to quickly set this premise because I'll be hitting it for some time. I will hit it for some time. We must understand what God is saying. That he said to Peter, push it a little from the land. And it was at the shore, where the water was very shallow. If you see people pushing boats into the water, you will notice that they will be on land and then they will be pushing and then they will enter into the river with it. Most times, the river is just knee deep. And from there, they enter into the boat. So, Peter had to be in that boat to balance the ship so that the ship will not start moving away from the land. Jesus needed shallow waters when he deals with the crowd. Listen. Carefully. But a premise I'm setting yet. So if I'm not dealing with the details, you will get the details later. Just permit me to set the premise. For the crowd, all he needed was water that is not deep. And even for that, he begged Peter. He prayed him to push a little from the land. And Peter obeyed. When the Bible says now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, this time he is not begging you. This time is not appealing to him. This time is not pleading with him. And I was wondering in my heart, why did he beg Peter the first time? And this time he's not begging him. Are we still together? Are you still here? Help me check somebody whether he's still here with us. Is he still around? Ask him, are you still around? What is he saying? Is he still around? All right. Please be around. The day is already breaking.
Let him on.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I said to you that the first time he begged Peter, but this next time that he was going to speak, he didn't beg Peter. The Bible said he said unto him, that for me is a command. And I ask, why did he beg him to push away from land, but now to launch into the deep, he did not beg him? When he needed that boat for himself to preach, he begged Peter. Because that boat was not meant primarily for preaching. It was an improvised equipment. It was not designed. Does this may look like a boat? Is this still looking like a boat? No. If somebody invites you to a fellowship, and then you say, where is the venue?
He
say, at the seashore. Many ideas will run through your mind.
But
this is marine spirit. Marine spirit. I rebuke in the name of the Lord. I rebuke in the name of Jesus. That's not where to preach. And a boat is not a pulpit. It was an improvised device. So Jesus had to beg Peter to use that boat for that matter. But when it came to the purpose for which that boat was created, when it came to the matter for which that boat existed, Jesus didn't have to beg. Listen carefully. There are things you may do.
Àwọn kan kan bẹ tí o
lè ṣe.
And you may not do. Tí o àtàwọn kan sì wà tó lè má ṣe.
Àwọn kan wà tó yẹ pé ó bá wù ọ.
If you like.
O lè ṣe.
Do it.
Ó bá sì wù ọ.
If you don't like.
O lè má ṣe.
Don't do it.
Kò sẹ́ni tí ó mú ọ sí.
Nobody will rebook you.
O mọ̀ díẹ̀.
You know the reason?
Ah, torí ẹ̀ dá ọ.
That is not the reason you were created.
Am I making sense at all? Listen, listen.
Fẹ́jú sílẹ̀.
I am praying to God.
Mo ń gbàdúrà sí Ọlọ́run.
That all of you.
Pé gbogbo yín po.
Who have been in bondage of alternatives.
Tí ẹ wà nínú ìgbèkùn pé àìrí kan ṣe kan la fi ń ṣe yìí.
That the Lord will set you free.
Ọlọ́run yóò tún yín sílẹ̀.
You must understand.
Jẹ́ kí òye yí ọ.
That there are things.
Àwọn nǹkan kan bẹ.
That if you don't do it.
Tó o bá ṣe.
It will carry no consequence.
Kò ní ní nǹkan kan, kò sí wàhálà kankan fún ọ.
And yet.
Síbẹ̀.
There are things.
Àwọn nǹkan kan tún wá ń bẹ.
If you don't do.
Tó o bá kọ̀ tó o ṣe.
It will have a grave consequence.
Ah, yóò ní wàhálà nínú fún ọ.
There are some of you are tied down in a church.
Lára yín wà tó yẹ pé aṣọ yín bọ́ inú àwọn ìjọ kan.
And you are just doing the elective.
O kàn sí ṣe àwọn tó wù ọ́ ló ń ṣe.
Ṣé àwọn tó wù ni?
Tó o yàn láti ṣe.
Àìrálà jẹ́kọ̀. Bá àwa Yorùbá tó lò. Ní. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Ṣé tí mo ń sọ yẹn yín díẹ̀?
And they make it look as though it's important.
Àìrí kan ṣe kan làwọn tó ń ṣeun, ó wá dàbí nǹkan gidi lójú ara rẹ.
They are talking big about it.
Wọ́n kàn sọ nǹkan wọ́n pọ̀ lé.
Look, so, look, as I look at Jesus.
Mo ṣe ń wo Jésù ní àyín.
He knew.
Ó mọ̀.
That to use that boat.
Pé láti lo ọkọ̀ yìí.
If Peter say no.
Tí Pétérù bá ní rárá.
Nothing will happen.
Kò sí tí ó ṣẹlẹ̀. O kò lè mú sí.
If Peter said, this boat, I dedicated it for fishing. Not for preaching. If you want to preach, go to the synagogue. Jesus would have said, you are correct. So I read the Bible carefully. The Bible said, he begged
him.
He begged him.
Obey.
There are things you ask me to do.
Àwọn kan wà tí wà ní kí n ṣe.
And I can ask you to beg me. If you don't beg me, I will not do it.
Bẹ̀mí kí n ṣe tó bá bẹ̀mí wò ṣe.
Because it's not my core area.
Kì í ṣe bí ìpè mi. Kì í ṣe tí mo kì í ṣe tí a dá mi fún.
If I don't do it.
Bí n bá ṣe.
Nothing will happen.
Àgùn láàgùn tẹ̀tẹ̀.
As he begged him.
Bó ṣe bẹ̀ẹ́.
And he used that boat.
Ó wá lo ọkọ̀ yìí.
I was wondering in my heart.
Ó wò lọ́kàn pé.
Occasionally.
Lẹ́ẹ̀kọ̀kan.
He will break the message.
Yóò tún dákẹ́.
He said, Oga Peter.
Pétérù.
I'm sorry o. Please. Ten minutes more. He will have to keep begging.
Ó bẹ̀ẹ́ náà ni.
Because he was using that boat.
Torí pé ó lo ọkọ̀ yìí.
For what that boat.
Fún ohun tí.
Was not created.
A ò torí ẹ̀ dá.
Where will you die?
Èyí ṣe tó fi wá kú.
Spending your time.
Tó mọ fayé rẹ.
And your years.
Àtẹ̀jọ́ ayé rẹ.
In pursuing the alternative.
Tó jẹ́ pé lórí mo ṣe ṣe ń ṣe ìta torí ẹ̀ dá o.
Why?
Ètì rí.
Why would somebody make alternative to look like the original?
Kí ló dé tẹ́nìkan fi wá sọ. Àìrí kan ṣe kan di pàtàkì mọ́ ọlọ́.
Ìwo ríran.
Don't you have eyes to see?
When he finished his message.
Nígbà tó parí ìwàásù rẹ̀ tán.
And the Bible said now when he had left speaking.
Nígbà tó wá parí ìwàásù rẹ̀ tán.
Peter was so patient.
Pétérù ní sùúrù.
Ṣé well, it's only today.
Òní àgbòjọ́ kan ìgbà tí.
Tomorrow if you come.
Tó o bá wá lọ́la.
You won't get this thing.
Oh, lérí lo sí torí pa àrẹ́jà pa lónìí náà lè dé orí lo.
Will you have met me here?
So why you put more than Japan? It's all by me here.
Look, every man who has tied your life down for what God has not created you, may God set you free from his hand.
Amen.
Jesus knew that it was a favor and a very rare favor. He knew. Jesus is not callous. No. He is not a wicked man. No. When he's asking for something that is not meant for a thing, he knows. He does not brag that he's the Lord. The Bible says he prayed and I was wondering the word prayer. Praying unto Peter. Simon.
Simoni.
Please.
Daku.
Please.
Daku.
I know that this boat is for fishing. I know. And it is not because I want to insult you. And it's not because I'm saying you are not doing well in your business. It's not as if I just saw you like that. Please, just for little. If I am not planning to preach, but these people, they will not allow me to rest. Just follow me. All right. When he left speaking, he said to Peter, launch out.
Oh yeah.
May you receive command as touching your existence.
Ki ori ase gba lori oro lori iredi to fi wa laye.
You will be wrong if you are expecting the Lord to beg you over what he created you for. Excuse me. The Bible says a serpent will bite without an enchantment. A snake, a serpent. That's what I read in the Bible. A serpent shall bite without enchantment. You don't need to encourage a serpent before it bites. A serpent knows that biting is his own core area. He does not need an appeal. A serpent will bite without an enchantment. When you see a man who needs encouragement to do what he is created to do, that man is lost. He said to Simon, launch out into the deep. It's not an advice. It's a command. But a command that is born out of love. For that boat to really do the business it was constructed to do. When a trader has not counted money, he's not happy. Am I correct? He's not happy. But when money starts
coming,
and she's counting or he's counting, said, now I'm here.
No, my rent in the Musa.
But yes, she's shop, Larry.
Yeah, I've just opened my shop now.
Because money is coming in.
So if you're watching, it's new wallet.
Staying in the shallow waters is a sign that you are living for the eternity. You are there now. When you stay at the shore, it means you have been employed for a reason that is not your primary reason of existence. If you choose to stay at the shore, maybe you have been appointed as a temporary officer. If you will not get to the depth of your calling, something tells me that you are in the wrong calling. There is a depth that God is calling us into. I told you I'm setting a premise. We are going to build on it. We are going to deal with it. Because it's no longer time for rhetoric. It's time for action. There is a call. And this call is in respect of the reason for your living. There is a command. And this command is about why you are alive. And I hear the Lord say, for that I don't beg. For that I don't appeal. For that, I don't make prayers. I command. Because that's why you are here. For that, I speak authoritatively. For that's the reason you are here. So if you are expecting some pampering, no, you may not get it in this meeting. Because this meeting is actually tailor-made by God to address the reason for our living. Of what use will that boat be? Why will that boat rest? When there is a drought, why would there be a reluctance on the part of Peter, since he was born to be a fisherman? Why would a woman be tired of counting money when she's a businesswoman? Why will I get tired preaching? When that is what I have been called to do. This morning, because I will want you to rest a little, I want to leave you with a thought. What is the reason for my living? That I may launch into its depths. I want you to become violent in your spirit.
Mo fẹ́ kí nínú ẹ̀mí rẹ kí o mú tipátipá.
That anything that ties you to alternative at the shore.
Tó so mímọ́ ìgbé ayé bẹ́ẹ̀ ní etí bèbè odò.
That you be detached.
Pé ká fà ọ já kúrò lọ́wọ́ nǹkan bẹ́ẹ̀.
Why will you die at the shore?
Tó fi kú sí bèbè.
Why will you die in a shallow water? Now, I'm not saying you cannot be there. Anytime you see a boat at the shore, it has only come to rest for another launch.
It
doesn't stay there permanently. Even if you engage in the alternatives, why should that become your major pursuit in life? This morning, our prayer is going to be short.
Yo, money shoki.
Because I want to leave you thinking.
We'll
come back to scratch it a little further. At the 6 o'clock hour prayer. And then at 9, we'll be taking a lunch. We'll look for another word for that word lunch. You have not found one. So. Because to push and to launch. To launch out. Aha. Yes. I accept that wholeheartedly. To launch. No. When you launch a missile, you are not just pushing it.
It's
to take a plunge. Hallelujah. So we are saying, as we approach the place of prayer, that for the alternatives, Jesus begged. But for the major, for the core reason for an existence, he commands. Now, I have not dealt with Jesus per se, dealing with two sides of the same person. How he dealt with him to use him for something he was not meant for. And yet he could be used for it. And how he dealt with him when it was his core area. How he related with him. I have not touched that yet. But what I'm touching here is to provoke a thought in your heart to check where you are. That which you are pursuing with every fiber within you. Is it an alternative of that which God ordained you for? Have I made it clear? Alright. Shall we take our prayer position? We're not going to pray for a long time. Well, I said so. I don't know what the Lord could say. You know, I want to pray for you again.
That every power and every spirit that has tied you to authority that makes it look like the original.
Also, I don't get
one. That anything that ties you with that, I am makes it look so important that the dew of your years is being poured into it. That today the Lord liberates you from it.
Amen.
Within you, I know you have potential to do more than what you are doing now. Inside of you are treasures waiting to be unleashed. You are doing something actual, but that's not your core area. That's not the best that could come out of your life. I see the Lord saying, no more alternative. I want to express you in that which you are called to do. So your prayer is, Lord, show me. What am I doing? Am I pursuing an alternative? Or I'm pursuing the call? Elective or call course? Lord,
just keep washing me.
Do something.
Help me.
Take me away.
Remove me
from this that wastes a man's energy. Take me away from this that wastes a man's energy. And yet it's not the core thing.
Now,
Jesus begged Peter.
Those who are even using you for the alternatives, they are just commanding you anyhow. They are not begging you. They are not begging you. They are actually even commanding you. And they are even just boasting and just harassing you. Instead of begging you, they are harassing
now,
you.
You have to break loose now. In your prayers now. Lord, if this is not the core area of my life, I break loose from it. I must live for the reason of my existence. I must live for the reason for my existence. I must live only for that. Every other alternative must wait until I have achieved what I want to achieve. That's where I want to find expression. That's where I want to express myself. In my core area. We can no longer joke with this. Lord, I can no longer joke with this. You must, O Lord, as a matter of urgency, speak to my heart and make me understand what is my core value, what is my core area,
make me to launch out into its depths. Bring this prayer point to a close. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Now I don't know why this is coming again and again. So I would like you to pray about it specifically, therefore. It appears there are some of us here who have been tied in a place. Yobani, afia jema afia yo. Tin funi loko di ope ero. I don't know how to explain that.
When somebody wants you to eat, and yet he doesn't want you to be filled or fulfilled. Uh-huh. And now gives you a job to do that is not fulfilling.
Uh-huh. I perceive and very strongly.
Onwo, o si omumu lokan mi.
There are some here who have been tied by men. They have called you. Now, I don't watch, I don't have time for football. Occasionally, I listen to people when they pass comments. I don't know whether it is true, but you will know because some of you I know you watch football. They said some of our big stars, once they come out like that, and these non-Africans, from Africa, it's either you're an African or a non-African. There's no white man. Have you seen a white man before? There's none. That's not. These non-Africans. If this footballer is good as a striker, and then they get him up there, they will not train him to be a striker. Because they know that he will wreak an havoc as an African when he comes to play for his country.
What is my pay, yo man?
So they may turn him to be a defender. And then they'll be training him to be a defender. Naturally, he's supposed to be a striker. So they will change. They will reconstruct
him.
So that he will not attain his full potential. They'll be giving him money. He may sit on bench for months until they kill him. I have people saying, so I don't know. Is it true? Eh? It's true. You are the one that mentioned his name. Now, there are some like that. They say, look, be the Sunday school supervisor here. Be teaching them. Now, if you look as if you are doing something, you should be a striker. Now, a defender. You will think you are doing something. They are not even begging you for that which God.
Don't you know where you're supposed to be?
I ask, this Nigeria, can they stand up and say, I am not for that? I'm a striker. Don't turn me into something else. But they have seen money. And they become dollars. You are going to ask for your deliverance. What do I say? You will demand for it. That today, you are never going to serve your alternative anymore. Some of you should be CEO.
Wait.
I am not that preacher. That will tell you to go and undermine your boss so that you can sit on his seat. I'm not talking about that. That's not what I'm dealing with here. But it has never left me since I came for this second hour prayer, that there are some here that where you are is not where God meant you for. Men design that. They design that. Not God. And I perceive the Lord want to set you free today. You are saying yes, sir, to a man that you say yes, sir, to you. Every power that is holding you, making alternatives, as something very important in your life. Today, demand for your freedom. You are walking out of it now. In the name of Jesus. Are you praying already? Are you praying? Are you demanding for your freedom? It's your right. Why would somebody tie me down for the eternity? Osimo, I demand for my freedom. I demand for my liberty. Every power, tie me down. Every power that want to enslave me and just put me there doing something, but not what God ordained me to do. Today, I demand for my freedom. It is time for me to launch out into the reason for my living. All doors that have been shut must be open now. Àwọn ẹ̀sùn tẹ́rẹ́tẹ́rẹ́ tí wọ́n ń pè lódò fún ọ. I'm getting out. I'm no longer staying there. Your life will find expression in this meeting. Full expression, full expression, full expression. Your life will find full expression, full expression. Full expression. bring this prayer point to close. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Lord, I command every chain, every fetter, every stock, every barrier, all the bars of iron, all the gate of brass has limited you to settle for the alternative at the expense of the original. Today, they are broken into pieces in the name of Jesus. I subdue every power, every force, every statement uttered to tie you down, struggling over that which is alternative, pouring your life over that which will not attract reward. Such power be subdued today in the name of Jesus. I speak to your life that a vision will come from heaven, showing you the path to follow. A command will come from heaven to launch out into your core area. May you discover the depth of your calling. May you discover the depth of your calling. May you discover the depth of your calling. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We're going to take a break. 32 minutes. It's moving.
We hope the message you have just listened to has challenged you to greater heights in God. Take a step of obedience in response to the message and it shall be well with you. For further help, inquiries, counsel and prayers, contact Father's House Christian Mission at Bedford, Atlanta Village, off Ijebode Ibadan Road, and Debayo, Ibadan, Nigeria. Postal address, box 23602, Mapo Post Office, Ibadan. Telephone 0803-329-1235 or 0807-270-4630. Email potters-house@hotmail.com. Website www.thepottersmission.org. God bless you.